avdiyato.
Look at the corner here, that Shema Yimtzenu Bashuk, we're afraid maybe like the second one will find him in the street. Shema Yimtzenu Bashuk, v'yoyim alo ya'avdiyato. We're afraid that the second messenger, Shimon, was really Shimon at the time to say, listen, you Eved, you were Meshubah to me. So even though the first master went and freed him, but we're afraid when Shimon will meet up with the seventh in the street, he's going to tell him, listen, you're still my Eved. You're still my Eved. And Rashi says, he's going to make not nice people talk about his children, that he's an Eved and he got married to a Bas Yisrael, that his children are pogrom. It's not nice. So therefore, for this reason, is Kaifin es Rabbi Sheni, we force the second man, this Shimon, for Yaisaisa ben Chorin, that we want like even Shimon now should go make this Eved freed. For Kaisav Eved Shtar Adamov, and the Eved like writes up a Shtar upon how much he's worth. In other words, with the Rabbonim, we look as if the Shibud really is still here, he's still Meshubud to Shimon. That's why Shimon has the right to get Shechur, and therefore the Eved has to write his value as if he's paying the money back to the Malva. So that's the Salacha, the Kaisiv Eved, Shtar Adomov, that the Eved has to write up the Shtar to say his value, he owes it back to the Malva. Then the Gemara says, though, but Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Leimer, and the Mishnah of Shimon ben Gamliel says, Ein no Eved Kaisiv, it's not the Eved that has to write his value back to the Malva. It's not considered that the Eved has to pay the money back to the Malva. Elo Meshachra Kosef. But rather the Meshachra, the first Odin, the one that's really freeing his Eved, he's the one that has to pay the money back to the Malva. The first Odin, he's Mechuyif to pay the Malva the money still. And this thing Mark explains, but Maikam Miflagi, if so, what's this Machloikas that's on a common of Shimon Gamliel? The machlekes is, in this case, will you be mazik the shibud of your friend? Do you have to pay for it or not? Like here, Reuven, the owner of this Eved, he was the loiva. Really, he owed money to Shimon. And he made a shibud, he told Shimon, if I don't pay you back, you can take my Eved. So this Eved is really mishubid to Shimon. Now Reuven went ahead and freed his Eved. So he was mazik, he destroyed the shibud of Shimon. So the machlokes is that called the real mazik that you have to pay for this or not? The ma'asav achayiv. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, yes, you are chayiv to pay. Therefore, the malva, therefore the loiva, this Reuven, still has to pay the money, has to write the value of the money to the malva. Or ma'asav apotah, the Tanakhama says, no, the mikra din, the loiva is potah here. He doesn't have to pay the money. Therefore, it's only the Eved himself that has to write back a shtar, as the Eved has to give up his money back to the malva. But not the original owner, because even though he's mazik shibudai, that's not called a hezek. Shibud is not called something then, it's not called a real hezek. And the Gemara says, itmanam, we also learned like this, that ha-mazik shibud yeshechaveroi, if somebody is mazik destroys the shibud that belongs to your friend, yishno bonu l'machlekes rabbi shimon ben gamliel v'rabbonin. This comes from machlekes between Shimon ben Gamliel and the Rabbonin. So according to the Rabbanan, you're potter, and according to Reb Shimon, you're chayiv. All right, turn over. Now the Gemara says that Ula Omar, Ula learns this from Shana Mishnah. Ula Omar, Mishich Roroi, who was the first one to give this Eved a Shichra to free him? Rabbi Sheni. It was the Malva, it was Shimon. Shimon that had the Shibud on the Eved of Reuven went and gave this Eved to get Shichra. So therefore, Shuras Hadin really Einu Eved Chayiv Klum B'Mitzvus. This Eved right now is like not Meshuchar at all. He's not Mechuyiv in any more Mitzvus now than he was before. Because who was the second one? Who was the Malva, the Shimon, to free him? He's not the owner of the Eved. He only has a Shibud on him. But the real Odin is Reuven. So therefore, Mikra Hadin, the Shichar is nothing. Elam, if they tikkun Elam, it's only because of the Rabbanon de Gatakono, Sharei Yoitza Olav Shein Ben Chorin, that since Lamaisa, the Malva here, the Shimon, gave him a get Shichur, people will start talking and saying that he was freed. So Mishum Zeh, Koifen Es Rabbi Rishon, we forced the first Odon, we forced Reuven here, to give him a get Shichur. The Oisei Ben Chorin, we forced now the real Odon, to give him a Ben Shichur, to make him into a Ben Chorin, that he should be Mechuyiv now in Mitzvahs, like people talk about him. And v'koisev shtar al domov. And the Bach says, really means v'koisev eved shtar al domov. That the eved has to write the shtar
to the extra value more than the chayiv, that goes back to the first odin. But Rav Shimon ben Gamliel loymer, einoy kosef elo mishacher. No, you know who has to write the shtar of the value of the money? The mishacher. In other words, the second odin, this malva, the Shimon, that went and made the trouble here, that made the shichur, he has to pay the money back to the loiva. In other words, now that he had to free his eved, he caused him to free his eved. So it's like a mazik to him. So he has to pay back the money to the loiva. So Gemara says now, but my kamiflagi, what's the machlekes over here or not? Does this malva have to pay the money back to the loiva or not? The hezik shayna nikur kamiflagi. Here it's a machlekes and a hezik shayna nikur. You cannot tell, you cannot see this hezek. What was the hezek here? That Shimon caused that Reuven's Eved should go out free. Now Lamaisa, the Eved looks alike the same way he was before. He is now. It's just that he has a new halacha that he's freed. So that's called hezek shena nikur. That ma'asova shmei hezek. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, yes, that's called the hezek. Therefore, the malva, the Shimon, has to pay the money back to Reuven. Who ma'asova, Tanakam holds, loy shmei hezek. No, it's not called the hezek. So the kids, so these are two ways to learn our Mishnah between Ula and Rav. So Gemara says, now Ula, my time, Liyom, like Rav. How come Ula doesn't want to learn like Rav, that the one that gave the get shichur here was the first Odin? Omalach, he says, Shani, Rabbi, Korosley. Because his so is the Shani, the second one, is he called the Rabbi? And the Mishnah says, Mishum Tikkun Eilam, Kaifin as Rabbi, for Yoisayse ben Chorin. That we forced the rabbi, the master, to write him and get shichur. So according to Rav, that means that we cause Shimon to write. So Ula doesn't like that lashon. Shimon, the malv, is not the rabbi, he's not the yodin here. So how come the Mishnah says halacha of koyfen as rabbi? So if Ula says what it means to say is koyfen as rabbi means now we force back the first one to be meshachar as eved, he's the real rabbi. And what the permission means at the beginning, Eved Chosar Rabbi B'Shichrer, Shichrer means that first Shimon the Malv was Meshacher, and then the Rabbanu Mechayev, that the real Rabbi, the first Odin, has to free him. Now, V'Rav, my time lo yom kula, how come Rav does not learn like Ula? So the Gemara says, Omaloch, I'll tell you, Sheini Meshacher Koros Lei. Like Rav doesn't like Ula's Pshat, that the Mishnah should start off, that Eved Chosar Rabbi B'Shichrer, B'Shichrer, there is Meshacharim. Like it says, what kind of Shichur is that? Could the second one, the Malva, the Shimon, what does he have to do to be Meshachar the Eved? That's not the Lashon of a Shichur. Therefore, he learns, Rav learns, who was Meshachar the Eved first? The real Odin. That's the Machloikas, what's the Ikadik of the Mishnah for Shichur or else Rabbi. Then the Gemara says, Itma, we learn like this. If somebody set aside his land to tell the mob, if you can't collect, you could take my property away. Fishot for nor. And then the river came and ruined his land, this Sodom. So, Ami Shapir Nor, the name of a person, Amar Yechon, name of Rabbi Yechon, and says, Ein Agave Mishana Chosim, that the mob has to take his land, he can't collect any other land. The Avud is Shmuel, but Shmuel's father said, no, Amar Agave Mishana Chosim, he could even collect from other Nechosim. True, he made this field in Apoitiki, but only if it's fit to be collected from. Now that it got ruined, he has a right to collect from Dur Nechosim. The Omer of Nachman v'Yitzchok Mishum, the Ami Shapin Nohu, Omer Shmaito, Tlei Shapirim, but just because your name is Shapin Noh, you're saying something that's not so nice, like he argues in him. And he said, Tatargim Shmaito, the Omer lo yehelecho proin elamizu. The only way I can understand your learning is only if he told him clearly that the only place you can collect your money is only from this karka. Then if this karka got ruined, you have to take it. There's no other way out. And if the Nor, the river, overflows and ruins the field, true, then I agree with you, he still can't collect from any other field. And Tanya Nam Yechud, learn like this also. If you make your sodden and apoitiki, you tell the other, your malva, he could collect from this field, the shot for Nor, and then the river comes and ruins the field, this malva could collect from the other property. But if you tell him clearly, you can only get paid back from this field, then the locher is, you have no right to collect from other fields. Tanya, you can learn like this.
if you made your field an apotzki to the bachov, as Reuven owes Shimon money, and he told Shimon, this field is for you to collect. Uluksuba sisha. And also to your wife, you told your wife the same thing. If she ever goes to collect the ksuba, this is the field to collect it from. So lochur is going for mishar nechosim. Still, you have a right to collect from other nechosim. In yirtza moicher seilu vein goyvim in hashav. If he wants to, he could sell this, and he could still they could collect from other fields. Now shuvin gamil loymer ba'achoyv goyvim mishar nechosim. Depends. A baal chod could collect from other properties, but isha ain't a goyvim mishar nechosim. Isha cannot collect from other property, only from this property that he set aside. Why? Shein darker shalisha lachzer abotadinim. It's not a derech for an isha to go around. So Rashi's kloima. Dafka tilu achrayis tzubos asadizu. The amanas kei nosu. Here we say, svar, when you marry your wife, and you set aside one property for to collect the ksuba, you meant it. And you meant, this is the field and that's it, not another field. Because you know it's hard for your wife to go around collecting fields. Mashenka, a regular person, when you lend money, you tell him this field. But you don't bedafka mean this field and not another field. Like, it's still up to you if you want to decide to sell this field and give him a shabbat in another field, havad, you have a right to do it. So only by ksubas isha do we say clearly, you meant this field and that's it, not another field. Mishnah says, Misha chetziv eved v'chetziv mecherdim. You have such an eved. Again, that he first two people owned him, and one master freed his half. So now this eved is half freed, half eved. Locher is eved es rabbi yemecha, v'yasatzma yemecha, dibra b'sil. Still says he remains that way. That one day he's free, and one day he works for his master. Teshama yermim no. Tekantem es rabbi. Very good. You made a good takana for this one master, that every other day he has him to work. But v'yasatzma let tekantem. He didn't fix up the goof of this eved. Why? He can't get married, this man now. Lisa shivchi yev shashach v'achetze ben charin. He can't marry a shivcha now because he's half freed. So a ben charin can't marry a shivcha. Bas